The president's ongoing trade war is creating strange bedfellows on Capitol Hill. WHYY Washington correspondent Matt Laszlo reports that Pennsylvania's two Senate candidates seem to be teaming up against Republican U.S. Senator Pat Toomey in his attempt to tie Trump's hands on tariffs.
The president claims he's slapping other nations with tariffs as a matter of national security, which is causing eyes to roll here in Washington. For months, Republicans have complained about what now seems to be a full-blown trade war, but few offered proposals to curb the president. Now Pennsylvania Republican Senator Pat Toomey is proposing giving the Senate the final say on any new tariffs issued under the guise of national security.
Because I think Congress should be have some say in establishing tariff policies.
Toomey is a key Trump ally who is a reliable vote for most every aspect of his agenda, so this effort is ruffling feathers. And even President Trump is getting on the phone, trying to talk Republicans out of supporting Toomey's legislation. Republican Congressman Lou Barletta is running for the state's other Senate seat this fall. He says Toomey's proposal is misguided.
You know, I think the president has done a good job in negotiating our trade deals, and I wouldn't want to do anything to tie his hands. He's been doing pretty good so far.
Barletta says Trump needs space to work his deals.
We're not seeing the entire strategy and picture of what he's trying to get at. So, you know, again, you know, negotiating on one deal, there may be a reason that there's something else that president's looking at. So, again, I think we've got to let this president negotiate, see if we're going to get better deals.
And Barletta offers South Korea as an example.
Where the president was able to negotiate, 30% less South Korean steel coming into the country, helping our steel companies. So I think the president's doing a real good job. I think, the trade deficit that we have shows that our deals in the past have not been so good, and I don't want to do anything to tie this president's hands.
Barletta is facing off against incumbent Democratic Senator Bob Casey. The two are light years apart on tax policy, health care policy, and just about every other big-ticket item in Congress. But on trade, they're actually fairly similar. While Casey is still studying the proposal, he says he also is wary of hindering any president on trade policy.
But I am very concerned about any bill that would prevent us from having effective trade enforcement.
Casey is a fierce critic of Trump, but on trade, he actually applauds most of the president's stands.
I'm happy that he's trying to be more aggressive in terms of our trade enforcement, but he's at times implemented it in a manner that doesn't make a lot of sense. I mean, having Canada on the hook for a lot of folks doesn't make sense.
That's why Casey and other Democrats are trying to nudge the president to be more precise in applying tariffs.
I'm hoping the president will focus more intensively on China, the world's greatest cheater. They cheat on intellectual property, they manipulate their currency, they cheat on trade deals, they take jobs away from Pennsylvania. They've attacked Pennsylvania directly with their Chinese army hacking of U.S. steel and a lot of our... They steal intellectual property. I mean, on and on and on.
On the other side of the Delaware River, the fight over tariffs is also creating strange alliances. South Jersey Republican Tom MacArthur sides with Casey and Barletta because he says you need one point person for the nation on trade.
Yeah, I don't think you can negotiate trade deals by committee. And the Senate, in particular, has a horrible history of accomplishing anything.
But New Jersey Republican Leonard Lance argues Congress needs to assert itself, which is why he supports Toomey's effort.
Yes, I would. I think the Congress is a co-equal branch of government, and I am a free trader.
But Lance says the growing GOP frustration with a Republican president is nothing new.
I think there has always been a debate within both parties regarding the trade issue, and so from my reading of American history, this is not new, and I observe that it occurs not only in the Republican Party, but in the Democratic Party as well.
While the president's new tariff policy is splitting former alliances on Capitol Hill, and while congressional leaders oppose the president's trade policy, they're also trying to quiet the rebellion and show unified support of President Trump. But as the summer rolls on, expect the clamor for a bill like Toomey's to grow louder. For WHYY News, Matt Laszlo in Washington.